be. That could be
Mr. Lee.
This could be Mr. Lee. Let's have a look. Is that you, Dan?
Yes, sir. How are we, gentlemen?
I'm not too bad. Yourself? Oh, there we go. Bit of feedback again and again.
Get that referee off.
So how's things then? So you've got that down there at Barkingside. Then new manager coming in, being announced yesterday or today?
Yeah, new manager coming in. Bit of a surprise package for me, but obviously I know Gus quite well, so he'll come in here and do his best, I dare say.
Just with him, obviously, we said. This is great, so I can't help this one. How many clubs has he got?
What's that?
He's been cracking jokes about his last name on all show.
Has he had many clubs?
Some of them have been a bit under par, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because of his last name being Golfer.
Ah, right.
Sorry, Dan, mate, you have to be here. Tell us a bit about him. Where's he come from?
Gus?
Yeah. I don't know him, so apologies, Dan.
I only know him from obviously being Matt Golfer's dad, who was he was skipper down at Barkingside last year, so I don't know him a great deal. Obviously, spent a good few months talking to him on the sidelines. Didn't really know much about his footballing history till a couple of days ago, to be fair. So he knows his stuff. So definitely do his best to try and get some players in and see where it takes him.
What is his football background, Dan?
It's only what I've read, Keith, don't quote me on it. I believe he's played for Thamesmead Town, Harlow and Cray Wanderers, by all accounts.
Well, not in the last 11 years, he hasn't.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, he's... I don't know if I'm doing him any justice if I say he's in his 50s, but it would be a long while ago from that, I would imagine.
Okay. No, fair enough. I know someone that will know him.
Have you been looking up the history of the clubs by any chance?
No. We've, was it a position you was interested in, Dan?
No, not at all. Obviously, David knows a bit more because I've been chatting with quite a while, but yeah. I promised the 21s that I'd take them for 2 years.
Yeah, you said that when you was here, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not one to go back on promises like that. I mean, players leave and all that, I understand that, but once I've set my mind to saying I like to carry it through, so it's probably, you know, it's probably a year or two too early for me. Mm. So, but
what staff's he got with him? Is the assistant manager that stepped in towards the end of the year, is he staying?
Mel Ramsey, I spoke to him last night. Obviously, Gus is bringing in a number two for himself, Marvin Samuel.
Yeah, I know Marvin, yeah.
And he's bringing in a coach as well, which name escapes me right at this minute. But I believe Mel's staying,
okay,
just as like a fitness coach. But obviously, I dare say they're leaving. They'll iron that out as time goes on. So...
Has he said he'll look at your 21 players and things like that?
I haven't spoke to him directly yet.
Okay.
But obviously, reading today, he said he'd like to. So, obviously, you know, we'll see what happens over the summer. Obviously, things change quite a bit. So, we'll see where we are at the end.
The good thing, I suppose, about it as well is that, you know, the Barkingside now will almost definitely get the Aber reprieve.
Well, that's what I was going to just about say. What league are you thinking you're going to, are you planning for at the moment?
Me?
Well, the club.
They're almost positive they're staying in, in the Ryman North.
They definitely are.
And they've got the best points per game of all of them.
Well, they get a reprieve anyway.
There was talk, last week of actually Redbridge getting one, depending on...
They will do. Redbridge will get... Now the chairman's been on and gone, Redbridge should get a reprieve.
Yeah, so obviously that means odds on Barkingside will. I think they've got a plan. It's a bit of an odd situation, really, not knowing 100% where you're going to be next year, isn't it? I mean, it's not an ideal situation, but, you know, things happen. Plans are made, aren't they? So you need to know where you're going to be as soon as possible, in my opinion. But the powers that be. Yes, that's how it is. So you just have to get on with it.
So how many do you? I know some of your under 21s have played for Barkingside this year. I mean, yep. any superstars in there for people to look out for?
In my side,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a few. They're very young men, so they're on the start of their footballing career. So I'd say over the next 3 or 4 years, they'll all be sort of coming into sides and things. Hopefully they'll stick together, but you know as well as I do, football's not like that sometimes. So they'll you'll see them next Wednesday, David. You can make your own mind.
I can indeed, yeah. They'll be over here. They're playing over here this week.
They will. Long awaited game at Harlow Town.
Yeah, they're playing Harlow next week. They're playing the Academy next week. I mean, of course, the boys herself, and it must have been a big day for you when they picked up the County Cup as well, didn't they?
No, they did, yeah. It was a massive day. I've said to them a few times, I don't think they realise how big an achievement it was for them, because obviously they're the first 21s to ever win it. And obviously a lot of people don't know they're actually under 18 side, so it was a massive achievement for them. Don't think it'll sink in until they're a little bit older, really, when they look back at it and think, well, you sort of, how did we do that? But yeah, they've done superbly well. Very, very proud of them.
And I mean, because I've been playing this year in the in the actual Ryman North, and you know, in the under 21 league. I mean, how have they found that? Because I mean, it must have been a bit of a step up for them, maybe. We know he's been, as you say, sort of under 18s playing against under 21s, and some of the maybe returning from injury players that maybe been playing with some of the other teams.
Yeah, massive learning curve. Obviously a few tough games. I mean, they've got spanked a couple of times when we hadn't prepared better, but that's all the experience, you know, as they go through their career. That's they'll look back on this, and obviously but as I said to him last night, really, really proud of him, because the easy option would have been to stay at under 18s and probably won everything in sight. But they stuck their neck out. They wanted to go under 21s when they'd done it, and they've finished the season well, to be fair. So the learning curve's there, and it has found them in good stead for next year.
Yeah, because I know the last time we spoke and you was in the studio, because they were struggling, I'm not even sure if we'd won a game in that stage. We won one or two.
I don't think they had.
Yeah, and you know, they picked up 3 wins, you know, 3 draws. I mean, you know, that's that must put them in good stead for going again next year.
That's right. I mean, there's a few very good sides in there, which are sort of like the Enfields and Greys, and they're all sort of fringe players for the first team. They're all looking at getting in, and obviously mine are a lot younger than that. So if they decide to stay in it for 2 years, which they can do, because obviously they've been under-19s, under-20s then, I can't see a big step up for them to sort of be challenging for the title, to be fair. So obviously they'll be looking to get in and around first team, wherever that may be, a bit sooner than that possibly. But it's good for them to dip in and out at the moment. I mean, just getting on a subs bench and all that sort of experience for them is just massive for their, for their experience-wise.
So where did the 3 wins come then? Where were the teams you
done? Well, now you're testing me. I think we beat Burnham Ramblers away, and then we beat Heybridge at home, and then we beat Kensmead at home last Wednesday. So not last night, Wednesday before.
So good run then. I mean, Kig knows what the Thamesmead. I would assume the
majority
of the Thamesmead boys
down. Yeah, they're pretty similar. I think at the moment, since I moved on, they're made up from quite a lot of that. I'll say as they're under 18s as well. Their under 18s have had a very successful season as well.
Mm. Yeah, so we obviously played them first game of the season, and that gave us a bit of a lesson. We didn't play too badly in that game, actually. It wasn't really like a one-sided affair, but They took their chances. So
they mostly played like the first team then.
Possibly, but listen, you know as well as I do, Thamesmead are very strong at home, and they obviously don't travel as well, do they? For some reason, but
yeah, I've just seen that. They won 6 at home and lost 3 away from home. They drew 1 and lost 8.
Yeah, again, going with what I said about the under-18s and mixing with the Wednesday and Thursdays. Mm. You know, it's been a bit tough on them a little bit, to be honest.
I mean, it's good from our point of view, because a lot of sides are mixed up of, like, you know, as we said, first team coming back from injuries, reserves and all that. But at my side, it's just my side. You know, we haven't had anyone coming in. Tell a lie. Last night, obviously, Tim Pittman, the first team goalie, has been playing because my goalkeeper's done his knee ligaments in the game at Ware. So he's stepped in for the last two. But as a whole, it's just been the one side, and we haven't really, you know, mixed it up to, you know, at all, really. So that's good for them, really. They're as I said, they've stuck their neck out at a cut 21s, and they'll be stronger for it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a thing where, you know, keeping the team all the same level, or if Barkinside said to you, look, you know, we've got a couple of players here, we want you to play in there to get them back to fitness, and they were some of the, you know, some of the first team players that play all the time, would you feel that if they came into your team and played, getting back to full fitness, that would maybe improve some of the youngsters you've got in there as well, playing with the more experienced players?
Yeah, definitely. The talent that they've got is obviously technically very similar to obviously them boys when they was that age. Mm. But the thing that they lack is obviously experience around the pitch, the communication skills, all things like that. So when they play with, I mean, they train with them quite a lot. They pick up good habits just by playing against people, and it makes you a lot calmer, I think, as well. When you're when you've got someone experienced alongside you, like, you know, maybe a centre half or whatever, just calms you down, and you can just relax a little bit more, knowing that they're going to guide you through a little bit. I think it's fantastic for them, to be fair. So I've got no problem with that. That's part and parcel of it. I mean, whatever club you're at, you're working towards the first team, aren't you? I mean, so you're doing everything you can for that club first team. It's not about everyone else. The first team is the be all and end of it, really. So it's just the nature of the beast, really. So I've got no problem with that at all.
I mean, Dan, have you seen anything of Barkers with some of the under-21s this year?
I've not seen the under-21s.
So I was talking to Dan, mate, in the studio.
Dan and Dan here, sorry. Yeah. You all right?
Dan? I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, thank you. David in the studio just asking me about the under-21s, whether I've seen the team this season, and the answer is no, I haven't. But I've heard plenty of good things from people who have seen them, and I know towards the end of the season you've had a few come on the bench, haven't you? And haven't you had a couple starts in the, was it the Chatham game, I think it was, he had a couple?
Yeah, got
in the first team?
Captain Hayden Lucas, he's been, he got injured actually when he was playing, he ripped his muscle off his calf. But other than that, I think he'd have played a lot more games than he did, because he's one of them players. He's tenacious, and he'll become a Ryman North regular easily. Just a little bit too early for him, I think, to have a regular run of games. So yeah, well, they understand that. So
it's when you're a side like Barkingside, when there's very little money coming in to get players, you know, from other clubs, and you're relying on a good structure underneath. So the under-21s is a good little benchmark for the
first team. It's a great standard to play at as well. There's some good sides and some good players in it. So it's a real good level to play at. It's fantastic all the way through for me. It's great for the players, great for me. It's all great experience for me as well. So there's no negatives for me at all from it. So it's good season all round.
I mean, do you find it hard though with this, you know, sort of like playing a match here and then playing a match sort of like another few weeks later and then playing another match and everything so spread out, because I suppose I'm assuming that you play at Barkingside going quicker.
Yeah,
so it must be a bit difficult with not knowing what people tell me what the pitch is like, with you've got two first teams playing and then you're trying to play on there as well. It must be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, you have to play on the main pitch. That's the criteria of it. It is hard having games. I mean, sometimes there were 6 weeks between games. But you know what, obviously, groundsmen are like as well. They, especially, you know, when you have got two first teams. I mean, Thurrock and Romford have got the same thing. Obviously, Grays, Averley, they're exactly the same. So if they've got a big first team game coming up, they will sort of put you back a little while just to try and save the pitch. But as I say, you have to accept that, because it's all about the first team. So you have to just sort of... It's upsetting, but it's understandable. I mean, been around football a long time. You know, the boys probably don't see it like that. They're all sort of, oh, God, not again. But you have to see it from other people's point of view sometimes. So, you know, it's just one of them things you have to get on with. It's not, everyone's the same, so it's no problem, really.
Do you try and keep them, play games, sort of friendly games in between to keep them sort of like, playing games?
Well, we was obviously lucky this year having the cup run. So that took us all the way through to last month. A lot of them games were called off as well, just because of the weather. It's, you get a fixture and it's called off from the weather. But luckily with that county cup, we could play it on the 3G pitches as long as they was FA sanctioned. So we managed to do that quite a bit, just to get the matches in. But yeah, obviously we're lucky with a cup run. I think if we'd have gone out of all the cups early on, then it might have been a bit of a bigger problem. But we did get some friendlies in. We played obviously like the Olympian side, Basildon United, and played people like that. So we keep ourselves busy. You have to. So it's right here.
Well, listen, mate. There's no
two ways about it. You have to keep yourself going. There's no point moaning about it. You just have to get on with it.
Listen, mate, it's been great coming on, and I'll talk to you over the next couple of days, about next weekend, and I'll speak to you and wish you all the best.
Yeah, no problem.
Cheers, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Good luck, mate. All the best,
thanks,
Dan.
Mate. Bye.
Bye-bye.